Funny, isn't it, how sometimes the littlest feature takes a disproportionate amount of thought. Take, for example, the calls to action at the bottom of the BOAG World, any one of the BOAG World posts that you care to check out. I had a question on Twitter from somebody who said, do you have any posts or podcasts about your decision to put comments behind a tab? Interested to see your thoughts on this one. And it was a really good question. And in fact, I think it reveals two of the founding principles of my design approach, which is simplicity and prioritization. Let me explain why I chose to do what I did and why so much thought was involved. I made a decision early on that I wanted the new design of BOAG World to focus on the content. I wanted to remove other distractions, making it the whole site easier to read. So this involved making some tough choices about the user interface. Some elements had to go entirely, others were faded back when the user stopped interacting with them, and others have been hidden. The toughest, I think, of all of these decisions I had to make was prioritising my next actions for those that had finished reading a post. Did I want to keep them on the website? Did I want them to share the post with their friends? Did I want them to engage with me in some way? And I had methods on my old site of achieving all of these. I encouraged sharing using the option to tweet or, you know, share on Facebook, etc. I had ability to keep them on the site by showing them related articles that might be of interest. And I also had a way of engaging users by offering them the ability to add comments. On the old site, I offered all of these three supposedly in kind of equal weighting. However, because of its physical size, comments dominated. It just simply took up more space on the page. And was that really the right balance? Making these kind of tough decisions about prioritization is really painful. After all, I wanted users to do all three of these things. However, in the end, you have to make a choice. Really, it's impossible not to. Things like size, position, wording, imagery, and a host of other factors will set a prioritization even if you try not to. In fact, I would argue that it's almost impossible to make three calls to action equally important. It's about, you see, the trouble is, it's about even something as simple as setting up those calls to action so they're, you know, three in a row. With the one on the left is always going to be seen first and is going to be the priority. If you try and lay them out vertically, the top one is always going to be the priority. And so it goes on. It's very difficult not to subconsciously see a prioritization. There's also a danger, of course, of choice paralysis, where the user just decides not to decide if there are multiple options that aren't prioritized in any way. And of course, if they decide not to decide, then they leave, and that's the worst decision of all. In my case, I introduced a kind of tabbed approach. It helped me achieve my goal of simplicity because it cleared away a lot of the clutter from the interface, but it also provided a clear indication of which my number one priority was because that was the tab that was on the front. I wanted people to share the post. That was my number one priority. The other options were still available, but they didn't clutter up the interface and leave people indecisive. Now, I have to say, as a result of all this, I have seen a drop-off in the number of comments. Because a comment is my second tab in, or my third tab, actually. And so it isn't visible immediately. It's not right in your face like it was on the old site. However, I've seen the number of my posts shared go through the roof, and that's exactly what I wanted. So what's the audio tip here? What is the big question for you guys? And the big question is, are you trying to put off prioritizing your calls to action? Are you asking the user to do so many different things that they're being pulled in multiple directions? But most importantly of all, are you making a conscious decision about your priorities, or are you allowing the user interface to make those decisions for you? Take a look at your site and ask yourself, are the calls to action prioritized in the way you want them to be, or are other influences coming into play that are affecting that prioritization without you even realizing it?